I was hired in 1997 because North Carolina had big fish kills, and some of it was attributed to stormwater runoff, and the state needed to try to address that problem.
Bill Hunt is a professor with the Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department at North Carolina State University. South Carolina's neighbor to the north is one of the leaders in low-impact development and stormwater management.
I've been working in the state since 1997, doing pretty much the same thing, and it doesn't get old. We appeal to natural ecosystems as our template for design. In Raleigh, underground detention, infiltration galleries, rainwater harvesting, some bioretention eliminated almost all water that was reaching the creek via a storm drain system. If you take out volumes of runoff, you by default also remove pollutant loads. One. Two, if you eliminate flooding. Three, if you eliminate stream erosion.
Maryland, Florida, and Washington are also leaders in low-impact development. Hunt says these states were driven to act because of environmental problems. In Washington, it was salmon. In Florida, it was to protect the Everglades.
The universities that have done the most work in this area, NC State, the University of Maryland, the University of Central Florida, University of Florida to some extent, those schools have all done quite a bit of stormwater research. We're kind of following the lead of our state.